The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KEPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Masker trapped in the right-hand corner. Down by three. 2:40 to go. Grosskreutz over to Staub. Grosskreutz for three. It's good, and we're tied.
Today, it's the conclusion of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, featuring Amherst, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Stars.
Unguarded, driving in. Kroger got the ball tipped, and the shot is no good. Backside rebound. Grabbed by Tinchner, and the outlet pass Shockey, and here they go, up ahead to Palmer. She's ahead of everybody, and the layup is good.
The 2017 high school sports season wraps up today, and all four squads look to end the year on a winning note. It's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after his word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to day two of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, getting ready for consolation girls action as the Amherst Lady Broncos take on the Ogallala Lady Indians. We are glad to have you along on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll end up bringing you three basketball games today. The girls' consolation, then we'll have a little bit of a break as North Platte, St. Pat's, and Ogallala play in the boys' consolation, and then we'll be back at around 2:30 today in the championship games. Kearney Catholic is in the championship of both of their holiday tournaments. The girls will play North Platte, St. Pat's. Should be a good one. Each team only has one loss. And in the boys, we've got a nice little area rivalry again as Kearney Catholic takes on Amherst. And that'll tip off at around 4:15 this afternoon. Also want to let you know that on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, we'll have Adams Central's holiday tournament games from Albion and the Boone Central tournament. Let's go ahead and take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the Lady Indians of Ogallala, number two is a 5'8" sophomore, J.D. Cummins. Number four is a 5'4" senior, Tori Denning. Number 11, 5'6" sophomore, Riley Denning. Number 12, a 5'4" senior, Kyra Mestel. And number 24, a 5'11" senior in Diana Reed. The head coach is Chris Mestel, assisted by Rosie Tuttle and Zach White. Ogallala is 3-5 on the season. They fell yesterday in the opening round to Kearney Catholic by a score of 63-38. For the Amherst Lady Broncos, number 5 is a 5'11" junior, Emily Palmer. Number 11 is a 5'8" senior, Emily Arnold. Number 12 is a 5'10" junior, Taryn Hadwiger. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Abby Martinson. And number 45 is 6'1" junior, Jaden Shockey. The head coach is Nathan Dietz, assisted by Shelby Hemmen and Jennifer Rippon. Amherst is 3-7 on the season. They struggled yesterday offensively, falling to North Platte St. Pat's 57-20. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're back with more in a moment.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Don't forget that all of our games, not only here on Classic Hits 98.9, but along the World Wide Web, are online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming, brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Lexington, Holdridge, and Lincoln. Last day of high school sports for 2017. We're glad to have you along with us as we get ready for the tripleheader here today, starting with Amherst and the Ogallala girls. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, Jerry and Terry and Jason Stark, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. There's also plenty of basketball going on today in the college ranks and college football. The first bowl game is already underway as Mississippi State and Louisville are tied up at 7, 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Iowa State and Memphis kick it off here in just a moment at 11:30. And then later today, Penn State takes on Washington and Wisconsin takes on Miami. The Big Ten remains undefeated so far in bowl play at 5-0. We'll tip off our game between Ogallala and Amherst right after this.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
And we're ready to get our basketball game underway, and Ogallala is going to win the opening tip. They are the home team today in the white jerseys with the orange and black trim. Amherst, the traveling red and white trim, and the ball is going to be tipped away by Martinson. It deflects off of an Indian, and out of bounds it goes, so Ogallala turns it over. This is always tough. Let's face it. If you're listening, it's 11:30 on a Saturday morning, the next to last day of the year. How do you feel right now? Well, these girls' teams want to get a win. Who's going to come out with the most energy here today, and who will get things underway? A three-pointer on the way by Emily Arnold. Hits off the front of the rim. It's no good. Long rebound. Tracked down near midcourt by J.D. Cummins, and Cummins will hustle it up the floor, take it all the way down the middle of the lane, scoop it up and score. And Ogallala is on the board 2-0. And Ogallala's going to want to put pressure on, so Amherst is going to have to handle the pressure like they faced yesterday against North Platte St. Pat's. They do break and try to lob it into Hadwiger, but it's going to be stolen away by Tori Denning, and Amherst will turn it over on their first possession. Kyra Mestel will push the ball up the floor, kick it over on the left wing to Denning. She pulls up for the three-pointer. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound yanked down by Cummins, and they'll get another opportunity here. Amherst struggled offensively yesterday. They played good defense, even though they got beat 57-20. Their defense was okay when they got into the half court. But St. Pat's had so many steals and layups as Reed takes the runner on the baseline. It's no good. Tries to follow her own shot. It's no good. How about a second time, and she's fouled. Diana Reed will go to the line, and Amherst is going to have to be quick, move the feet. Foul called on Emily Arnold. First foul of the basketball game. And two free throws coming up for Reed. And the first one is in. 3-0 in favor of Ogallala. Ogallala already ready to sub in. Taylor Williams is going to come in for Tori Denning. Yesterday she conked her head, a head-to-head collision with one of the Kearney Catholic stars, and so she came back but may still be trying to rest her a little bit here. Second free throw is good, and then as Amherst inbounds it, the ball will be tipped away. So Ogallala pressed Kearney Catholic yesterday. It was about a 80-20 type of deal. They were successful about 20% of the time. Kearney Catholic pressed them better. As Amherst breaks the press, Shockey gets it up ahead of Martinson. 2-on-1 against Reed. Martinson takes the shot. It's no good. Shockey trying to get the offensive rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Ogallala. So Amherst has had trouble scoring. They got better in the second portion of December. They couldn't get out of the 20s to start the season in the first three games. And then again yesterday, ended up in that running clock. Martinson at the high post, dribbles to get out of the paint, kicks it over on the wing. Here's an 18-footer on the way by Palmer. It's no good. Backside rebound. There's J.D. Cummins again. She's already got three boards, and she'll push the ball down the middle of the floor. Somebody's got to stop her. They'll kick it over to the right wing to Reed. Back down the block to Cummins. Turnaround jumper from 5 feet is up and in. So a good start here for Ogallala. They are out to a 6-0 lead just 2 minutes into the basketball game. Broncos work basketball here with Emily Palmer. Lobs it over to Arnold, going for the steal. Mestel can't get it. They'll go to Hadwiger. They'll work it down the floor, get it underneath the hoop to Shockey, and she'll make the short little three-footer. So that's what happens when you can break the press. It looks that good, and Amherst able to get on the board here. 5:45 to go first quarter as Taylor Williams tries to force it down the middle of the lane. Loses her footing. Ball's loose. Martinson trying to scoop it out to a teammate. It's loose. It's eventually going to go out of bounds off of Ogallala. Their second turnover. And into the ball game, Harley Hildebrand. Hildebrand, the 5'5 sophomore, checking into the game here for the Indians. Don't challenge her to a game of golf. If you see her, take the lessons. She's in there off the bench now for Coach Chris Mestel as Arnold back cuts, gets it over to Martinson. Martinson on the left baseline, passes up on the shot, goes to the high post to Palmer. Palmer dribbles down the right side of the lane, puts it off the glass from eight and scores. So here we go for Amherst. They get back-to-back buckets, and now it's 6-4. Looked a little shaky there in the first 2 minutes when they're down 6-0 and weren't able to get anything to even get up towards the rim, and now 6-4. Taylor Williams has it on the left side of the key. Skip pass over to Hildebrand. Hildebrand to the high post to Taylor Williams. Has a little seam. Puts it up over the extended hand to Shockey and knocks down the 9-footer. So 6 points already for Cummins, and it is 8-4 in favor of the Indians. Putting on that man-to-man press, knocked away by Taylor Williams. Williams is going to get the steal. She'll go in with the left hand, put it up too strong. Offensive rebound, put back up, and no good by Cummins. How about a third chance? Shockey is able to rip it out of there. That is actually the first rebound of the game for Amherst. Already 6 on the board for Ogallala. Long pass down the floor, trying to get it to Shockey. It's deflected. It'll go out of bounds off the Indians, and Torrey Denning and Riley Denning will re-enter the ball game here for the Indians, and J.D. Cummins and Kyra Mestel will check out. 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-4 Ogallala, so we do have some points right off the get-go. Man-to-man defense by Ogallala. They'll set a screen on the high post for Martinson. Martinson has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it looks like Ogallala is going to come out of there with a steal. Second turnover for the Broncos. Up the floor with it will be Williams. Kicks it into the left-hand corner to Denning. She'll go back out on the wing to Hildebrand. Bounce pass down to the block. Denning's there, but Shockey has to make her change her shot. She missed it. Offensive rebound, no good. And Emily Arnold will bring it down for Amherst. And then throw it away. Right back underneath the hoop for an easy shot, Torrey Denning. And we're going to get a timeout called by Amherst. With 3:49 to go here in the first quarter of play, some turnovers causing problems for the Broncos early on. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. It is Ogallala 10, Amherst 4 at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for
and we are
lives.
Back to basketball action here at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Out of the timeout, Amherst will break the press with Emily Arnold. Gets to midcourt, throws over the top of the double team to Martinson, who gives it right back to her. And then cutting at the wrong time was Emily Palmer, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's just a little miscommunication out there between the guards. And the ball will come back over to the Indians. 3:36 to go here in the first quarter of play, and it is 10-4 in favor of Ogallala. Bounce pass over the left wing, Hildebrand. Hildebrand tries to step through the double team, lost the handle. Ogallala with the third turnover of the basketball game. Martinson goes between the circles, gets it over to Palmer. She's open. She'll take the jumper from the top of the key. It's off the mark and then out of bounds, deflected off of Shockey. and out of bounds. Squires, Langan, and Beasley are our officiating crew here this morning. Taking care of the consolation games, and I think they head over maybe to Grand Island for games later on today at the Central Catholic Tournament somewhere. They're going to hit a full day of basketball. Kyra Mestel with it. Kicks it over on the left wing. Takes it up to the top of the circle to Denning. Back to Mestel. Tries to force it down to the post to Hildebrand. She's double-teamed, but then her bounce pass is going to be taken away by Martinson. That was the right idea. Hildebrand double-teamed. She had an open teammate on the far side but couldn't get it to her. Now Hadwiger down to the right block. Takes it to the rack and will have a foul on Ogallala, the first of the game. And Hadwiger will go to the line and shoot two. The foul will be on Riley Denning. And Hadwiger, who was held scoreless yesterday, they really just collapsed on her. She played at the high post so much, and Shockey at the low post. Looks like Ogallala has to get somebody down on the low block here before we can shoot the free throws. 10-4 Ogallala. 2:46 to go first quarter. The first to two free throws for the junior. Hadwiger, it's up and in. Taryn injured most of last season, so didn't get to play a whole lot of athletics for the Broncos. And we will see Amherst sub in with Brianna Trampy, the lone freshman suited up here today. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Hadwiger hits them both. And Ogallala up by four, 10-6 with 2:45 remaining here in quarter number one. Up the floor with it, Mestel to the high post. They get it into the hands of Cummins. Cummins tries to force her way in, and Martinson takes the basketball away. Up to Arnold. Arnold doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it up and fire to Trampy. Man-to-man defense here, high screen. Trampy, couple of dribbles, tries to get it to Shockey on the high post. Makes a catch with the right hand. Back out to Arnold. Ball fake on the three. Drives baseline into the double team. Over to Trampy. Gets it back down to Shockey. Tries to square up. She's a little off balance. Takes the shot anyway. It's no good, and the rebound's going to be grabbed by Cummins. Amherst just a half step slow. And if they were a half step faster, they'd really be getting some good looks as Cummins breaks the press, takes it in, and gets her eighth point here of the first quarter of play, and it's 12-6, Ogallala. Ogallala trying to put the press on. Amherst throws over the top. Martinson's open at the other end. The layup's good. And we'll get a timeout here by Ogallala coach Chris Mestel. He didn't like the way they were set up defensively, so a timeout on the floor brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. 1:48 to go here in the first quarter. Ogallala 12, Amherst 8.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Cope Gymnasium. Big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here as we are underway in day two of the Stars Holiday Tournament. Minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Ogallala out of the timeout. We'll get it to Reed. Left corner three is on the way and no good. Backside rebound is grabbed by Denning. They'll get a second chance, but as they get it into the post, the ball's kicked around. Still loose, and finally coming out of there will be Trampy. That's the sixth turnover for Ogallala, and now they've got a three-on-one. Hadwiger up to Martinson, and the layup is good. Second bucket for Martinson. It's a two-point game, 12-10, Ogallala. With a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter as the Indians hustle it up the floor. Mestel at the top of the circle, fires it over to Tori Denning. High post to Reed, back cut, nice pass in there to Cummins. She's open, but she hit the bottom of the rim and a layup, and then out of bounds it goes off her leg. She was open, but then didn't realize where she was on the floor. And when she took the shot, it was too late. She was already right underneath that rim. Amherst now a chance to tie it up here with a minute to go, but facing that full court pressure. Hadwiger gets it into Martinson. Martinson gets, dribbled it out of bounds. I thought we were going to get fouled there on the Indians, but apparently the ball went out of bounds before Williams made contact. And that'll be the fifth turnover on the Broncos. 1 minute remaining here in the first quarter of play. Here's a dish to Denning in the middle of the lane. Lost the handle, got it back, put it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Jaden Shockey. And Amherst will clear it out here to Arnold. Emily looks down the floor, but numbers aren't there, so she'll just bring it up on Mestel. Left-hand dribble, swings it over to Martinson. Martinson to the top of the circle, picks her dribble up to Trampy, farther away from the hoop. She'll dribble over to the left wing and give it to Arnold. Arnold on the left side of the key, brings it into the paint, has room. The runner hits the heel, though, and no good, and Diana Reed will grab her third rebound, and then we're going to get a jump ball. We had a foul and a jump. There's going to be a jump ball there. Let's see what the call is. We had a foul and a jump, and we'll see what the officials decide. We're going to get a jump ball. It's going to be Amherst basketball with 26 seconds to go here in quarter number one. And Amherst will get it underneath their own hoop. Hadwiger to throw it in. They have checked in Kelly Mulholland. Try to get it to Arnold, and it's off her foot and out of bounds. Looks like Ogallala was the last to touch it. So they'll try it again, lobbing it into Mulholland. Makes a nice catch, and then it's blocked. Nice block shot in there by Taylor Williams, and a foul called on Amherst trying to get it back. Going to go on Hadwiger. That'll be the first on Taryn and the second foul of the ball game here on the Broncos. 21 seconds to go in the first quarter with a score of 12-10. As Mestel brings it across the timeline, a two-point lead for Ogallala. High post. There's the back cut. They get it inside to Cummins, and she is fouled. Trying to step between the double team. And it looks like Trampy will be called for the foul here. Brianna, her first. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ogallala will lob it in. There's Cummins on the right block. Short jumper comes up short. And Trampy will get the rebound. 8 seconds to go as Arnold pushes it up the floor. Can Amherst get his shot away? 4 seconds. Gives it over to Trampy. They don't know how much time's left. Arnold will get a long three away, and it's well short. And that is the end of the first quarter of play with Ogallala leading Amherst in the girls' consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, 12-10 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic, bringing you the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Kearney Towing on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road, especially in this weather. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Ogallala jumped out to a 6-0 lead, now has a 12-10 lead to start the second quarter, and the Indians will get the basketball as they move from left to right as we bring you the game along your radio dial. Against the zone, we're going to get Hiltebrand taking a three-pointer. It is off the mark, and the offensive rebound is pulled down by Jaden Cummins. She's already got six. A lot of things working through the high post here for Ogallala, using just a simple back cut. Now Williams is going to take a three, and she hits it. Boy, Taylor had a great game yesterday, and she hits the first three of the morning here. And Ogallala up by five, 15-10. Amherst easily breaks the press. They'll get it down the floor to Mulholland. Mulholland takes the jumper from eight, though, and it's going to be short. Shockey tried to get the rebound, but it's going to be off her hands and out of bounds. Amherst getting a little bit better on how to handle this press. Ogallala is really bringing it so much in the backcourt that if they get that first pass over the top of them, it's a three-on-one almost every time. That time just couldn't finish the deal. So the Indians with the basketball. After hitting that three, Williams has got the ball on the left wing again, decides to skip pass it over to Hiltebrand. Hiltebrand lobs it down to Denning. Denning behind the basket makes the bounce pass to Cummins, who can't handle it. They do run it down to Williams in the corner for another three. That one is off the iron, no good, and we've got it over the back foul as Mulholland grabs the rebound here for Amherst.
Foul is going to be on Taylor Williams, trying to follow her own shot. That'll be her first, second team foul on Ogallala. Only three have been called so far on Amherst. And now Hadwiger and Arnold check back into the ball game. So the original five starters are on the floor for the Lady Broncos. Trailing 15-10, a minute gone here in the second quarter of play. Martinson, oh, it's a two-on-none. If Martinson makes the pass instead, held it, had it knocked away from behind. And now Hildebrand tries to take it inside. Arnold stops her. And we'll get a timeout. She fell down. They didn't want to get a travel. It will be an Ogallala turnover. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney with 6:40 to go in the second quarter of play. It is 15-10, Ogallala.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car.
And the car was covered thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This is Brandy with the Simonson Agency. Come see me today and see if you are getting the best value. Located in the strip mall west of Apple Market in Kearney.
With 6:40 to go in the first half of play, 15-10. Ogallala leading the Amherst girls here in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament consolation game, and Amherst turns it over on the inbound, and Denning takes the shot, but Riley has it roll in and out, no good. Then we're going to get a jump ball on the rebound. Tying it up will be Riley Denning and Emily Palmer, and the arrow pointing the way of Amherst. As we see multiple substitutions here for Coach Mestel, Addison Shaw checks in, Charlie Apple will check in. And then you've also got Reed, Mestel, and Taylor Williams on the floor. Used just about everybody during the game yesterday against Kearney Catholic, trying to keep them fresh on this press. Palmer throws over the top to Hadwiger right in front of the Ogallala bench. She'll find Shockey all alone underneath. The layup is good. Second bucket for Jaden Shockey. And half of the Amherst points have come on press break layups just like that, 15-12 in favor of the Indians. So it's kind of boom or bust right now for Ogallala. They've got a couple of buckets on the steals and layups on the press, and they've given up half the points on those. As Williams has an open three, she's going to fire it. That one won't go, and the rebound pulled down here by Emily Palmer. And Amherst has to do a little bit better job on the boards on some of those long missed threes. Here's Hadwiger underneath on the assist for Martinson. She'll lay it up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Hadwiger, and it's a one-point game, 15-14 Ogallala, 5:40 to go, second quarter. Here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Riverdale, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Williams for three, can't find the range after she made the first one. She's missed three in a row, and Shockey will grab her third rebound and then turn the basketball over right underneath the hoop. Mestel puts it up, no good. Shockey will grab another rebound, and then she is fouled. Indians getting a couple of steals, got a little more aggressive on that one. And the foul is going to be called on Kyra Mestel. Her first and the team's third. Shaw's coming out, and back in will be J.D. Cummins. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats, and we'll get you ready for the championship games later today, talk about what else is going on. As Hadwiger gets into the paint, turnaround jumper rolls out the rim, no good. Taryn tries to get her own rebound, does. Then she turns and kicks it out top into the hands of Arnold. Back to the baseline, Palmer. She'll take an 8-footer that's no good. Rebound brought down by Apple. Outlet pass, one-on-one. Williams gets around Arnold, but she played good enough defense that she missed the shot. Cummins with the follow. It's no good. Still loose on the floor. Cummins got it again, and she is fouled. Foul is on Emily, second and the fourth team foul. But right now, Ogallala dominating the boards, and Cummins actually has 8 rebounds already here in the first half, and we still have 4:49 to go in the second quarter. Apple wants to throw it on, looking at the high post, but Cummins is covered, so she goes up top to Williams. Back over on the wing, they'll get it to Apple. Apple dribbles it off the foot of Martinson and out of bounds. Amherst fans saying it went off her own foot. Ogallala gets the ball right in front of Coach Dietz. He's trying to argue the case, and our official says that's not the way I saw it. So Ogallala lobs it in right underneath the hoop for an easy layup, J.D. Cummins, and that puts a little more salt in the wound. You thought it was your ball. You don't get it, and then you give up an easy bucket, and Cummins has 10 of the 17 now for the Indians. Arnold gets by her defender, pulls up from 13, and the jumper will not go. Offensive rebound, Hadwiger back up and in. Taryn Hadwiger now with 6 points, and Amherst hanging in there, and you can tell by the Amherst crowd, they want it. They want to see success here. Their girls, it's not like they haven't won a game, but they're 3-7, already played 10 games. Entry pass tipped away. Shockey comes up with the steal. 8th Ogallala turnover, a chance to take the lead. Lobbed into Hadwiger.
tipped, kicked it back out to Arnold. Arnold will do a ball fake, take a 10-footer. Good, and Amherst has the lead. The Broncos, who fell behind 6-0 out of the gate, have their first lead of the morning, 18-17. Williams, a pull-up three. It didn't last long. Taylor nailed it. She has both three-pointers now for the Indians, and that quiets the Bronco crowd. But Amherst, answer right back here. See if they can get something going. Bounce pass to Martinson. It's tipped away. It goes out of bounds off of Charlie Apple. And a whole host of subs coming in. Don't forget the Amherst boys play the last game here today against Kearney Catholic in the championship game. Scheduled to tip around 4:15. Usually those start a little earlier if we don't have any overtime to keep things moving and let people get on the road for the start of 2018. It'll be Amherst ball on the baseline all the way in the far corner. And a bounce pass comes into Martinson. She got free, but then as she turns around to take the shot, it just kind of flew out of her hand and went over the backboard. We'll call it a shot so that it doesn't go down as a turnover, but it went out of bounds, and everybody kind of smiles on that one. And up the floor with it will be Tori Denning for the Indians. Denning, Reed, Hildebrandt, along with Cummins and Riley Denning on the floor. Ball tipped away. Goes off Hadwiger and out of bounds. For Amherst, they've got Mulholland, Trampy, Martinson, Arnold, and Hadwiger on the floor. 3:25 to go in the first half, 20-18, Ogallala. They've led for all but about 5 seconds. Indians skip pass over here to Tori Denning. Long three for Tori. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, another offensive board here off the missed three. J.D. Cummins tries to dump it inside to Reed, can't handle it, and turns it over. But Ogallala has had multiple second chances. They have taken 9 3-pointers. They're 2 of 9, and on those 7 misses, I'd venture to say they've got the offensive board on 6 of them. Here's Hadwiger outside the arc, right side, tries to force it inside to Martinson, and jumping right in the middle of the passing lane will be Riley Denning to take the basketball away. The 9th turnover here for the Broncos. Under 3 minutes to go before halftime. Ogallala by 2. Roll it over to Hildebrandt. Hildebrandt on the right, elbow with the bounce pass to Denning. Can't handle it. Amy Martinson picks it up. The teams exchange turnovers. That's turnover number 10 for Ogallala. Tipped out of bounds by Hildebrandt. Amherst will inbound it at midcourt. They'll re-enter Emily Palmer and Jaden Shockey. Arnold and Hadwiger will take a breather here for Coach Dietz. Right up on them, tight man-to-man. Amherst not really sure how to get open. And as they drop it in, we're going to get an over and back on Amherst right at midcourt. The official didn't want to call the foul, so he called the over and back. Either way, it wasn't going to be good for Amherst. And so they got the lesser of the two evils there. But Amherst just flat didn't know how to inbound the ball there. They had tight guard, and they were trying to push off and get it. Nobody screened, nobody moved, and didn't give much chance for Martinson to get the ball in. Williams with the basketball to the high post. Reed on the right elbow. Fakes the shot. Dishes it off over here on the wing. Driving in and taking the shot is Charlie Apple. Her first bucket of the ball game. 22-18. 4-point lead now for Ogallala. 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Left wing Mulholland. Ball fake on Reed. Dribbles it off her knee. Goes back to get it. Top of the circle to Shockey. Off the screen, Martinson. Had a look but didn't take it to Trampy at the top of the circle. Running a little bit better screens here. But Amherst, now when they're passing the ball, they're dropping it. So that kind of kills the screen. It allows whoever's been screened to get back into defensive position as the ball is tipped away, but not coming out of there cleanly. Taylor Williams, she was trying to chase that ball down the sideline over there in front of the Indian fans and couldn't keep the ball in play. 2 minutes to go here before halftime. 22-18, Ogallala. At the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, a 4-point lead over Amherst as Emily Palmer brings the ball up the floor. Broncos need a bucket. They got something going there a couple of minutes ago. We had some back-and-forth offense, and now it's slowed down. Martinson thinking about the three, fakes it, drives on, comes to the baseline, into the double team. Shockey's wide open underneath, but they can't see her, and the pass tipped out of bounds by Taylor Williams. Arnold is in, and Palmer is out now. And the Broncos chuck it in one more time to Trampy. Out at the right side of the key, just holds it. Shockey comes out to take it on the wing. Defender went for it, couldn't get it. Down on the block, Martinson. Turnaround jumper, good. 6 points now for Abby Martinson. She led them with 8 points yesterday, and she is tied for the team high with 6 now for Hadwiger. So they're getting some points down on the block. For Cummins, she'll take it into the left corner. Out to Williams. Oh, got fouled on the three. That is an obvious one. It almost could be called after the shot on Emily Arnold, and that is her third. And they will give her the 3 free throws. Taylor Williams chucked it up there from about 23 feet, And Arnold hipped her not once but twice and took her off her feet. Williams, who hit a couple of threes already, will go to the line to shoot three free throws. And the first one is up and in. 23-20, Ogallala. Second free throw now for the junior is up, and it is in. Now back into the ball game will be Hadwiger and Morgan Bolt, as Mulholland and Palmer will, or Arnold will check out. They need Arnold. She might be the best ball handler on the team. To the bench with three fouls, and the third free throw, Taylor Williams up and in, so she makes them pay, hits all three, has 9 points in the quarter, and Ogallala back up by five, 25-20. Bolt, outlet pass tipped by the taller Reed, stolen away, fast break inside, left-hand layup is good for Taylor Williams. 27-20, this is not how Amherst wanted the half to end. It looked like they might tie the game, and instead, three free throws, and we're going to get another foul call on Ogallala, nearly an over and back foul on Reed, first on Diana. But again, it's 22-20, then you foul on a long three-point miss. You turn the ball over, you give up a layup, and 5 points go against you in about 10 seconds. Now you're down by seven, and it's actually the largest lead Ogallala has had so far in the game with under a minute to go in the first half. Shockey takes it out on the right wing, looks for the cutter. It's behind Hadwiger, turned it over again. Number seven of the quarter, 12 of the game. Now Ogallala says, here you go. It's still Christmas. Let's give it right back to you. Off of Reed's foot and rolls out of bounds at the other end. Fifth turnover of the quarter, 11th of the basketball game. Mestel re-enters here for the Indians. 41 seconds to go before halftime. 27-20, Ogallala. Amherst throws it into the short corner here to Trampy. Tries to get it back to Hadwiger, does, and now the pass tips Shockey, and out of bounds it goes. Off of Amherst. Again, they were going to have the two on none, but couldn't make that last pass. Just too quick. Went too quick. Too excited. Knew what was coming. Didn't handle the next to last pass. And the turnovers are killing Amherst right now over the last 2 minutes after they cut it to two. 30 seconds to go in the half. And Taylor Williams, who has got the majority of the points in the quarter, has it again for another three. On the right side, it's blocked. Getting a hand on it, Emily Palmer comes up short in the lane. We'll get a jump. The arrow points the way of Ogallala. 17 seconds to go. And Indians could really make a statement if they nail a bucket here going into halftime. Especially a three would get them to double digits. Into the corner to Cummins. Back to the top of the circle. They'll go to Apple. Over to Reed. Drives. Nice pass underneath the Denningen. Riley will lay it up and in. 7 in a row for Ogallala, 29-20, 5 seconds to go. Palmer pushes it up the right side. Her pass is tipped away, and that's how the first half will end. Ogallala ends the half on a 7-0 run and takes their biggest lead of the morning into the halftime locker room of the girls' consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Ogallala 29 and Amherst 20. We're back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The first of four games on day two of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, the girls' consolation game at the half, Ogallala 29 and Amherst 20, as Ogallala closes the half on a 7-0 run. The next game coming up at around 1 o'clock, 1:15, will be the boys' consolation game as Ogallala will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's. And then the championship games are scheduled to tip at 2:30, Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's girls, followed by Kearney Catholic and Amherst boys at around 4:15. We'll have both championship games for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. The Kearney High boys and girls are both playing in the GNAC championships. Yesterday, it was a Kearney thumping Scotts Bluff 71-42. Cannon Koster had 29 points. Kearney plays Norfolk, the defending state champions in the title game. Norfolk beat North Platte yesterday 51-37, and Norfolk clipped Kearney High by 4 points last Friday in a regular season contest at Kearney High. For the Kearney girls, they're playing in the GNAC final for the third straight season after a 50-39 win over Columbus. Alexis Mishu and Addie Wood, who missed the first game because of illness, each scored 14 points, and they will take on Hastings today in the championship game. Hastings knocked off Norfolk yesterday 33-29, so best of luck to the Bearcats as that tournament continues in North Platte. Some other games from yesterday over at Ravenna, the Centura boys clipped Overton in the consolation game 60-58, and in the championship game, the final, Ravenna was defeated for the first time all year by Riverside, the number two team in D2. They outscored Ravenna 13-5 in the fourth quarter to win it 52-48, and I want to thank Dom Reichs and the entire crew over there at Ravenna. We were there the last 2 days covering all eight games of that tournament. Our next games here on Classic Hits will be on Tuesday night from January 2nd. It will be a makeup game as Kearney Catholic hosts Boone Central Newman Grove in a doubleheader that will get underway at around 5:15, a little earlier start, 5:15 Tuesday afternoon here on Classic Hits. And then plenty of basketball coming up later on in the week. Kearney Catholic also goes to Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. We will have that doubleheader for you. They play Wood River on Thursday. We'll have that doubleheader for you. We will also have Ravenna Donovan Trumbull for you next Thursday. Next Saturday, a week from today, we're over at Amherst for the annual Bronco Wrestling Tournament. Finals will get underway at around 3 o'clock. Nebraska men picked up the win last night over Stetson University. It may not have been pretty, but they win it 71-62, and they're able to get through that stretch between Christmas and New Year's without losing to a non-Power 5 team, and they pick up the win. They now get ready to open up conference play. The second half of conference play, the first half of conference play, they went 1-1 in, beating Michigan State and Minnesota. College football. In the second quarter, Mississippi State leads Louisville 14-7 with 11 minutes to go. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, Iowa State and Memphis in the Liberty Bowl are tied at 7. Later today at 3, Penn State plays Washington, and Wisconsin plays Miami tonight at 7. You'll be able to hear those games on ESPN 1460, 1550. Halftime here, the girls' consolation game, Ogallala 29 and Amherst 20. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work. For you.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's look at the first half numbers now for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Emily Palmer, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Emily Arnold, 2 points and a rebound. Taryn Hadwiger has 6 points, two rebounds. Kelly Mulholland has a rebound. Brianna Trampy has a rebound. Abby Martinson, 6 points. And Jaden Shockey, 4 points and four rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter, seven in the second. They've only been to the line once, and Hadwiger hit them both. They've only attempted 1 3-pointer and missed it. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter and 8 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Arnold has 3, nobody else with more than 1. Amherst had 10 points in each quarter, and at the half, the Lady Broncos, 20 points, 11 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 13 turnovers. For Ogallala, Taylor Williams was red hot in the second quarter. She had 11 points. She hit a couple of three-pointers, was fouled on a three, and made all the free throws. So 11 points and one block shot. J.D. Cummins got him going early. 8 of her 10 points were in the first quarter. She's also got 9 rebounds. Tori Denning, 2 points. Charlie Apple, 2 points and a rebound. Riley Denning, 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Diana Reed, 2 points and 3 rebounds. 10 boards in the first quarter, 6 in the second. They're perfect at the line. 2 of 2 in the first, 3 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 2 of 7 in the second. Turnovers, Ogallala hasn't been perfect there, but their turnovers haven't hurt as much as Amherst have. 6 in the first, 5 in the second. And by saying that, Amherst hasn't stole the ball and went in for a lot of easy layups as Ogallala has done on those Amherst turnovers. Nobody has multiple fouls for the Indians, who had 12 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second, and at the half, 29 points, 16 rebounds, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 11 turnovers. And at the half, 3 and 5, Ogallala leads 3 and 7 Amherst by a score of 29 to 20. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is coming up next here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The Midwinter Cabin Fever Reliever is coming February 10th. It's the 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Brought to you by Protein Design and Dinsdale Automotive. Highlighted by the prime time contest between Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy, two nationally recognized programs. Buy day-long admissions at one low price from Ticketmaster. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 10th. Order them online now at Ticketmaster.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. For Amherst, it continues to be a process midway through the year. But as we talked about numerous times, they have to handle the press. They have to quit turning the basketball over. When they have handled that press, they have destroyed it. They have had numerous layups, but that next to last pass is what's killing them. They'll get two passes, they'll get it to midcourt, they'll have a 2-on-0 with one more pass, and that's where they run into trouble. For Ogallala, they've got to be a little bit better on that press, maybe back it up a little. They've got the 9-point lead. Let your guards do what they do and make sure you don't get burnt at the other end. As Amherst will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, down 9, largest deficit, skip pass over to Palmer, has some room on the left baseline, puts the jumper up, no good, rebound fought for and pulled down by Hadwiger, back to Palmer, a second attempt is no good, and Shockey can't get the rebound, it's going to be pulled down there by Kite Remestel, and that's another point of emphasis here in the second half. Amherst has got to do a better job on the boards. They've got the height, they should have the advantage down there as Ogallala misses the shot and it goes out of bounds, but they've got to secure, they've got to move those feet for Amherst, offensively and defensively. And I know those are some of the things that Coach Dietz continues to preach to his kids. If they break the press, Shockey caught the ball but didn't throw it forward, and that allows Ogallala to get back here and set up their half-court defense. Martinson on the right wing. Skips it over to Arnold, who has three fouls. Takes the three, but it is short, no good. And the board pulled down by Diana Reed. Conversely, Amherst hasn't had very many second-chance opportunities. A couple times, Hadwiger has pulled down an offensive board. Here's a pull-up three by Torrey Denning at the other end. It's no good. Another offensive rebound by Cummins, and they'll get an opportunity. I said it in the first half. It seemed like every missed three that Ogallala had, they got the offensive rebound. And on some of those, you get long bounces, and that's understandable, but not all of them. Baseline jumper, Cummins, no good. Comes off the rim to Emily Palmer, her third rebound. Needs some help. Up ahead, they'll go to Arnold. They've got numbers again. It's a 4-on-2, and Martinson takes a 17-footer. It's no good, and the rebound goes into the hands of Torrey Denning. 90 seconds into the third quarter of play, and it remains 29-20. As Riley Denning is trapped in the right-hand corner, Hadwiger tries to tie her up, does. Arrow points the way of Ogallala, but it will change who gets the next jump ball. And Ogallala to take it out on the side. Kyra Mestel to throw it in. Father and coach Chris Mestel way down the end of the bench calling out the play. Ogallala, though, standing around here coming out of the break. 1-3-1 zone by Amherst. That's what they like to run a majority of the time. Diana Reed running the high post. But Ogallala not really moving the ball. Not really moving without the ball. They're trapped in the corner again, and we'll get a travel. That's not going to make Coach Mestel very happy. A little sluggish the last couple of times they brought the ball down the floor. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. It remains 29-20 Ogallala. Bounce pass comes in to Emily Arnold. Arnold gets it back over to Palmer. Palmer looks down the floor, gets it to Shockey. Shockey, skip past Martinson, wide open underneath, makes the shot. It's there every single time for Amherst. And they're able to finally get some points on the board here in the third quarter. 29-22. They put the press on. On the other end, Denning missed the shot. Riley hit the rim on the way up. Rebound brought down by Shockey, her fifth. Outlet pass to Arnold. Has to throw it back to Palmer, who's double-teamed. Over to Martinson. Martinson across the timeline. They try to set a screen for her. She'll bring it in and miss the runner. Shockey gets the rebound and kicks it back out to the top of the circle to Palmer. Into the corner to Martinson. Lobs it in. Hadwiger gets fouled on the shot. She'll shoot two. Terran's the only player that's been to the line so far here today for Amherst. Foul called on J.D. Cummins. That'll be her first. It's the first foul of the half on either team. And Hadwiger now ready to put up a couple of free throws. She's had 6 points in the first half, and this free throw is too strong and no good. Taylor Williams and Harley Hildebrand in for the Indians. Cummins and Torrey Denning will check out. Second free throw now for Hadwiger on the way, and it bounces off the rim and in. So she gets one of two, and she leads the way with 7 points. Martinson with eight, the two leading scorers, as Ogallala brings the ball up the floor here, leading at 29-23, looking for their first points of the half. Kicking it in the corner to Williams. Williams for three. It is off the mark. Rebound brought down by Emily Palmer, her fourth. And Palmer up the floor she comes. Again, pressing the ball. She'll need some help. It's picked away by Reed. Reed will take it in for the left-hand layup and score. First bucket of the ball game for Reed. And it's 31-23. So again, just when Amherst has a little something going, they give 2 points away. And Ogallala is more than glad to take their first bucket of the game. And we get a foul called on Harley Hildebrand. That'll be her first and the team's second. Amherst will take it out near midcourt on the far side. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns, back at the studio here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Hildebrand trying to deny the inbounds pass, ran right up on Emily Arnold, and gets the rare 2 fouls in 1 second. And multiple substitutions will be coming in. I call that the old J.J. Fetterson trick right there. Why have one foul when you can get two? He's in attendance at the ball game here today. 4.5 to go here in quarter number three, 31-23. Amherst down by 8. They get it to Shockey. Makes a nice move. Right side of the key, right to the hoop and in. Now that's something we want to see more of if you're an Amherst fan. Shockey making the move to the hoop. Then they steal the basketball away. 3-on-1. Martinson kicks it out for a three. Arnold won't go. Offensive rebound, Palmer won't go. Offensive rebound, Hadwiger. And they'll kick it out. Back inside to Shockey. Bounce pass Hadwiger, wide open, and it's good. That's the best Amherst has looked in the last 2 days, was that 30 seconds right there.
And you can tell by the crowd's reaction, they agree. 31-27. Ogallala pulls up for a 17-footer at the other end. Apple, no good. Shockey gets the rebound. Get a bucket here. Ogallala will probably be forced to call the timeout. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Palmer, a little problem in the backcourt. Gets it to Arnold. They've got the numbers again now into the front court. Arnold weaves her way into the key. Gives it to Shockey. Makes the pass to Hadwiger. She's fouled by Reed. It'll go to the line and shoot two. You never know when it's going to click. It might be the first moment of the first game of the season, and it might never happen. Well, it's clicking right now for Amherst. And Hadwiger going to shoot two free throws. First one is good. 4 points in the quarter, 10 in the game for Taryn Hadwiger. And it's now 31-28, the lead cut to three. The only bucket of the half for Ogallala, a steal and layup by Reed. Second free throw, it's no good. And the rebound comes out to Riley Denning, her fourth of the game. Off to Torrey. She got her feet tripped up, and a steal is going to be made by Arnold. Arnold one-on-one, taking it at Denning. Scoops it up. Good defense by Denning. It's no good. Then she gets the rebound, and Riley will be fouled. So nice play there defensively by Riley Denning to not give up the ground. The foul on Hadwiger will be her second. That is the first foul of the half on Amherst. 3 point. Well, they say it's the second foul, first foul of the half. 31-28, Ogallala by three. Long pass over the press, gets it into the hands of Hildebrand. Bounce pass down to Cummins, goes in for the layup, missed it. Shockey with some pretty good defense there, and Hadwiger will grab the rebound. Ogallala really overplaying the ball. Amherst make a long pass here. They're going to be in business. They do. Hadwiger to Martinson, two on one. Tries to lob it to Shockey, and Cummins knocks it away out of bounds. Good play there by J.D. Cummins. 3 minutes to go here, third quarter. Amherst has a little bit of momentum, but they do not have the lead. They led for one moment by 1 point in the first half. Inbounds pass comes to Trampy on the backside. She dribbles out of the traffic. Now loses the dribble inside to Hadwiger. Nobody covered her until it's too late, and a foul called on J.D. Cummins. Don't see somebody that open and right underneath the hoop very often. And Hadwiger, again, still the only player that has been at the line. This will be her fourth trip to the line. But before she shoots the two free throws, we've got a timeout called by the Indians. A full-length timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. 2:53 to go in the third quarter of the girls' consolation game here at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Ogallala 31, Amherst 28.
Struggling with the multiple decisions that need to be made in order to achieve your yield goals? Are you looking for that trusted partner who can help provide real yielding solutions for those decisions? At Aurora Cooperative, we pride ourselves in knowing yield and being a partner who listens to your needs and then builds strategies to achieve your farm's goal one field at a time. Aurora Cooperative yield experts are ready to meet your demanding farm needs and put your cooperative to work for your farm and for your future. Contact us today at one of our local Aurora yield centers to get your 2018 plan started off on the right foot. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Back to action out of the Ogallala timeout as Taryn Hadwiger puts the first free throw up. And as the Bronco fans tell you, with the applause, it goes in. It's a two-point game, 31-29. Second free throw on the way, and it goes. Six in the quarter, 12 in the game for Hadwiger. It's a one-point game, 31-30. The nine-point deficit has been pushed down to one as Taylor Williams comes up the floor, kicks it on the wing to Hildebrand, skips it on the left wing to Torrey Denning, comes into the paint, off-balance jumper from 12, no good. Fight for the rebound, Riley Denning gets it, reverse layup, good. Nice play by Riley. Her second bucket off of her sixth rebound and just the second bucket of the half here for Ogallala. And every time Amherst gets close, Ogallala answers, 33-30. As Trampy way out on the left side of the key, they've switched up Ogallala to a little zone. Down on the block, Hadwiger makes a move to the right. One dribble, didn't like it. Up top to Arnold, passes on the three to Martinson. Ball fake, dribbles into the double team, kicks it back out of the wing to Arnold. She really wants to shoot, comes into the high post, dips it down to Hadwiger. Good ball movement. Now Arnold does the top of the key three. Got it! first of the game, and we are tied. It's all threes, 33-33. Here in the third quarter, number three, Hildebrand brings it down the floor, gets it underneath to Cummins. Her shot is blocked and taken away by Martinson. And Mulholland will come away with a loose basketball. Amherst looking for just their second lead of the game now. Minute 40 to go in the third, all knotted up at 33. The Broncos have just been hanging around. Martinson up top. Into the hands of Trampy, over to Arnold. They'll take a little breather here, slow it up for a moment. With Shockey on the bench, don't really have a true post presence as the ball's knocked away by Taylor Williams. And a foul, and one of the Ogallala Indians, Riley Denning, hits the ground hard on her noggin. We saw that yesterday. It was Tori that got her noggin hit, this time the back of the head. And the foul is going to be called. The third of the game on Taryn Hadwiger. And we will take a break. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney. Tied at 33 with 1:21 to go in the third.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are with five satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
Well, tough 24 hours here for the mom of both Riley and Tori Denning. She's had to come out of the floor twice now. Yesterday it was her daughter Tori. Today the younger daughter Riley still down. She's awake but whacked her head, and we don't have a trainer here right now like we did yesterday for the Kearney Catholic Ogallala game. Kearney Catholic has one on staff, and so the coach is taking a look, but guessing that might be the end of what we see from Riley. Well, they've got her set up over there after the collision and thumped her head on the ground. 1:21 to go here in the third quarter of play. We are tied 33-33. It was a 9-point lead for Ogallala, but Amherst has had a nice quarter here on a 13-4 run as they continue to take a look at Riley and see if they can get everything situated over at the scorer's table. And it looks like she's not feeling very good right now either. So we're going to have a little bit longer break here than first anticipated with the score 33-all. While they do that, again, a reminder, we have two more games here on Classic Hits 98.9 and three more games total at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. The first game here in the girls' consolation, then the boys' consolation game will be coming up next between Ogallala and St. Pat's. And then the championships are scheduled to begin at 2:30, and the girls' game will be Kearney Catholic, St. Pat's, and the boys' game at around 4:15 will be Kearney Catholic and Amherst. So they continue to tend to Riley Denning down here after hitting her head on the floor fairly hard and now not feeling so well, and that's right in there with those concussion symptoms. So hopefully we'll be able to get her looked at here and get her taken care of. 1:21 to go in the third. We're tied at 33. We'll take another break.
What's the big news? The big news is Buzz's Marine's 40th Annual Used Boat Show, taking place January 6th through the 13th. During this show, you can get the best prices of the year on the best used boats available. Buzz's will have lots of premium used boats on hand that have been completely checked out and detailed, and they come with a rock-solid warranty. So find out more and read all about it at buzzesmarine.com. Family fun launches from here during Buzz's Marine's 40th Annual Used Boat Show, January 6th through the 13th, 5th and Central Kearney.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check, too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to AndersonBros.com.
Give you an update on what's going on in college football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It is the Tax Slayer Bowl with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Mississippi State leads Louisville by a score of 17-14. And in the Liberty Bowl, 13 minutes left in the second quarter, Memphis and Iowa State are tied up at 7. Later today on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Penn State will be taking on Washington at 3. And then tonight at 7, Wisconsin will be taking on Miami as we bring you all the bowl action. And then an NFL doubleheader tomorrow to wrap up the regular season in Green Bay and Detroit at noon. And then they will follow that up with Carolina and Atlanta. So they are going to help Riley Denning off the floor, and it is not going to be to the locker room. They have actually got a sweatshirt on her. She got sick after hitting her head, and they are going to take her to get her looked at. So hopefully things work out well for her. And now Ogallala, who was struggling here in the third quarter, has that mental part that they have to deal with here as their teammate gets hurt. With 1:21 to go here in the third quarter of play, it is tied 33-33, and now the officials want to talk to both of the coaches to make sure everything is okay. And, you know, hey, are you ready to go? Do we need some time here to get things taken care of? And we're going to get some things taken care of. Hadwiger had been called for the foul as that went on and they got their feet tangled up. It will be Ogallala basketball. 1:21 remaining here in the third quarter, and we are ready to resume play. And once the first shot goes in or the first block or the first foul, the kids will be ready to go again. You see it time and time again. So let's see what Ogallala can do. Amherst crowd going to try and get some banner going here as their team has cut that 9-point deficit all the way to zero here in the third quarter. Here's Taylor Williams on the left wing against the Amherst zone. Kick it back up top to Mestel. You've got Apple in there. Back over to Williams for three. Her shot will not go. Offensive rebound again. That's Reed. Her outlet pass, though, is lost away, and Amherst picks it up. Here comes Palmer down the middle of the floor. The runner from 5 feet off the square, no good. Offensive rebound ends up in the hands of Brianna Trampy. Shot is up, no good. Again, we're on the floor, and they'll be able to scoop it up without a tie-up. It will be Charlie Apple with her second rebound. She'll give it up to Williams. Goes all the way to the other end. Layup is up, too strong, no good. Emily Palmer gets the rebound. Palmer trying to avoid the jump ball. She's triple-teamed, but gets it out of there to Martinson. Martinson just wants to find a guard and gets it back to Palmer. Into the front court, they go to Trampy. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Trampy traveled with a basketball. Well, Amherst has taken, and one of the reasons they're back in the game, they've taken much better care of the ball. Only two turnovers here in quarter number three compared to four for Ogallala. 20 seconds to go here in the third. Ogallala has the ball looking to get the lead back. Taylor Williams back up top to Messel, who's been very quiet offensively today. Has not scored, has hardly shot the ball. 10 seconds over to Williams. One dribble, skip pass to the right side is too tall for Charlie Apple. And out of bounds it goes with 6 seconds remaining. See if Amherst can get a shot away. They're really going to be pressed. They'll get it into Palmer. Palmer kicked away, turned over. Now a chance at a layup and a foul will put Cummins to the line. That was a disaster from the get-go. Amherst threw it away and gave Ogallala a freebie. And the foul will be on Trampy, her second. Third team foul and a half second to go. J.D. Cummins will go to the line for the first time. All 10 of her points in the first half. Free throw is no good. And no matter what happens here, it should be the end of the quarter with only half a second left remaining on the clock. Trying to give Ogallala the lead going into the fourth quarter. The second free throw by Cummins is up and it is in. And that will be the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, Ogallala 34, Amherst 33, the girls' consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament continues right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth with our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda here at Cope Gymnasium. We start the fourth quarter of the girls' consolation game, and it is Ogallala 34, Amherst 33. Taylor Williams and J.D. Cummins lead the way for the Indians with 11 points apiece. Amherst is led by Taryn Hadwiger with 12. Abby Martinson has 8. Amherst a chance to take the lead of the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. Palmer with it against man-to-man pressure. Into the paint to Hadwiger. Kicks it out on the wing to Arnold. Hadwiger sat with those three fouls for quite a while in the third quarter. Rotated around the perimeter here to Palmer. Mestel on her. Back out between the circles to Arnold. Amherst trying to be patient here on this first possession. Looking to get it into Shockey. Martinson starts to drive and then stops. They lob it into Shockey. She's covered. It deflects to Hadwiger, and she's fouled as she takes the shot. So a nice bounce there for Amherst. That'll give him a chance to get to the line. The foul is on Kyra Mestel, her second. That is the sixth team foul of the half on Ogallala. Amherst has 3. And Taryn Hadwiger to the line. And again, the first one is too strong. Hadwiger is 6 of 9 now at the line. She's the only Bronco to be to the free throw line of the game. Second free throw, no good. Shockey tries to get the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Last touched by J.D. Cummins. So Amherst gets another opportunity here in the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. Hadwiger to throw it in. Amherst boxes the lane, crisscross the screens, kicking into the corner to Martinson. Martinson dribbles into the paint, stops, won't take the shot. Up top to Arnold. Fakes the three, drives right side of the key. Still can't get a shot. Amherst has passed up a couple of opportunities here. Martinson needs some help. And 5 seconds. Coach Dietz was debating whether to call the timeout or not and didn't. Each team has 3 remaining. That is the 17th turnover of the game for Amherst. And back into the ballgame for Ogallala will be Tori Denning. So she's out there along with Apple, Reed. Also in the ballgame is Cummins and Taylor Williams. And it looks like maybe Mestel has a bloody nose. That's why they brought her out of the game. I don't know if it's a bloody nose or a cut, but trying to take care of that for a moment. Ogallala's first possession of the quarter. They try to skip past Hadwiger, gets up in the air and knocks it away. So each team turns it over here to start the fourth quarter. They get it to Palmer. Palmer down the middle of the floor, 4-on-3, and then dribbled it off her foot. It goes to Martinson. Martinson back up to Arnold. Got a look at a three. It's on the way, and it is no good. They've made only one of the ball game. Rebound, Tori Denning, and a foul on Amherst. This one will go on Hadwiger. And that will be her 4th personal foul. So the leading scorer for Amherst is in foul trouble with 6:52 to go in the game. And 34-33 Ogallala. Let's see who makes something happen first. Ogallala was outscored 13-5 in the third quarter. Get it to the high post, Reed on the right elbow. Up top, Williams. She hasn't been hitting him lately, so she passes that one up into the corner to Denning. Back up to Williams. Williams down the middle of the lane. Up and under. Good defense by Shockey. Missed the shot, but Reed got the put back up and in. Boy, that was a great defensive play by Shockey, but that left Reed alone, and she got the offensive put back to make it 36-33. Ogallala, 6:20 to go in the game. Amherst breaks the press, but they throw it backwards. Palmer, top of the circle, hands it off to Arnold. Ogallala, man-to-man defense. Martinson uses the screen, but doesn't get anywhere. Picks the dribble up. Over to Palmer. Now Amherst struggling offensively against his man-to-man. Arnold loses the dribble to Palmer. Starts the drive in. Coach Dietz might have to call a timeout. as Arnold does use a screen now and comes all the way to the hoop and scores. So one screen, nobody switched to help out, and Emily Arnold is able to put it up and in for the first points of the fourth quarter. She has seven in the game, 36-35, Ogallala, 5:40 remains. Tori Denning, right elbow to Reed. Good bounce pass to Hildebrand, but it's in traffic, and then that bounces over to Cummins. She missed the bunny. Rebound brought down by Shockey, her eighth of the game. And here comes Amherst again. Arnold being hounded, and finally a foul called on Tori Denning. That'll be her first, but it is the seventh team foul. So a 1-1 coming up here for the Broncos. And for the first time today, someone other than Hadwiger will go to the free throw line for Amherst. And it is Emily Arnold, who just got a bucket the last trip down the floor. Has 7 points in the game. Back in will be Charlie Apple. Don't forget, when we're all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have the final stats for you. Then we'll take a break. We will not have the boys' consolation game here because it's between Ogallala and St. Pat's. We'll be back for the championships around 2:30. Kearney Catholic St. Pat girls, Kearney Catholic Amherst boys. As Arnold drains the front end of the 1-1 to tie the game at 36. And the second free throw is up, and it is off the front of the rim. No good. Shockey rebound, missed the putback. Hadwiger rebound, missed the putback. And then she just fouled out of the game. Oh, that just kills the coaches. Just gives you that hair that falls out earlier than it should. And Taryn Hadwiger just fouled out of the ball game as the leading scorer today for Amherst. 12 points, 6 rebounds. And after back-to-back two-foot misses there by Hadwiger and Shockey, which then you don't make that foul. So we're tied at 36, and we'll see what Amherst can do from here. Denning throws it to the free-throw line. Mestel's open. 12-foot jumper, too strong. Rebound brought down by Emily Arnold, her second of the ball game, and then a foul in the backcourt. Tori Denning, and a technical foul assessed to the Ogallala bench. I had looked up the court, so I'm not sure exactly what the foul was. Brianna Trampy was trying to set a screen, and I think Tori Denning just ran her over. And then we get a technical foul on the Ogallala bench. So, first, a 1-1 for Brianna Trampy, who hasn't shot the ball yet today, and the first free throw is no good. That was the 1-1, and now who will shoot the technical free throws? And Coach Dietz says, let's put Arnold up there to shoot the free throw. She was just there and made 1 out of 2. A chance to give Amherst the lead. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Second free throw coming up for Arnold. And it is on the way, and it is no good. Amherst just missed all 3 free throws. And now a timeout going to be called by Ogallala just to kind of regroup everybody after that technical. They still are not trailing. We are tied at 36 with 5:01 remaining in this girls' consolation game. The timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the 3rd largest seed corn brand and 4th largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
At the timeout, Amherst tries to enter it into the post, and it is turned over. So here they come with Mestel. Ogallala, 3, good. So Kyra Mestel with her first bucket of the basketball game, the first 3 of the half. Ogallala hasn't scored much here, only 10 points in the second half, but they maintain the lead, 39-36. 4.5 to go. Martinson enters it to Shockey. Turnaround jumper around Reed is up and in. A bucket at each quarter for Jaden Shockey, 39-38. Fast break the other way. Williams pulls up from 19. Shot no good. Mestel the rebound. Uncontested put back up and in.
So back-to-back buckets by Mestel. And now a little life in the crowd again. 41-38. Ogallala. 4:10 to go in the game. As Arnold picks up her dribble, gives it over to Martinson. Martinson dribbles to the high post, keeps going, runs into Reed. Bounce pass, a two-footer to Shockey, who turns and scores. So back-to-back buckets for Shockey. This is more like it. 41-40. As Ogallala will bring the basketball up the floor. Mestel walks it up, kicks it over on the wing, gets it to Williams, then to the high post. We're going to get a tie-up. Arnold tying up Cummins. The arrow points the way of Ogallala, so the Indians will maintain possession. The New West post-game show coming up when we're all done. Right now, Emily Palmer, the junior guard, back in for Amherst. And Ogallala will get the ball underneath their own hoop. To throw it in is Mestel. Everybody stands up around the three-point arc and cuts to the other side. And then they throw it up to the top of the circle to Apple. Tries to get it over to Mestel, and Ogallala turns it over. Second turnover of the fourth quarter. And you get that feeling, you know, from Coach Mestel, he's getting that feel. It's slipping away. It's slipping away. They haven't trailed yet here. And Amherst really came away empty after the technical. They missed three free throws and then turned it over on the possession. They got nothing out of all of that. They trail 41-40. They have the ball. Arnold brings it across the timeline, then throws it into the stands. It's been very sluggish here in the fourth quarter ever since the injury occurred to Riley Denning, and it's not because of the injury to Riley Denning, who they are getting checked out, concussion and maybe more. She whacked her head pretty good with a minute 44 to go in the third. And Ogallala hasn't fallen behind, but they've had many chances to, and Amherst just hasn't been able to capitalize. As a bounce pass into Reed, we get a kick before it gets to her. 41-40, Ogallala by one. Mestel with the last 5 points here, a 3 and a 2. They're her only points in the game. She has the ball at the top of the circle. Amherst has went back to the zone. Up top, going for the steal. Arnold tipped it away but couldn't get the steal. Now Williams on the left wing, draws the double team. Fires over to the right wing to Charlie Apple, and a foul called on Amherst. And that'll be on Abby Martinson, her first. It is the sixth team foul, so no free throws yet. But from here on out, we're in the bonus, and the next foul by Ogallala puts Amherst in the double bonus. They lob it down to Reed. One dribble, takes the chance at the shot. Shockey blocks it, takes it away. Everybody's right along the baseline. We get a foul on Ogallala, and that will send Emily Arnold to the line to shoot two, where she is 1 of 4 in this quarter. Taylor Williams with her second personal foul. And it's hard to see the finish line from where we're at right now. Who's going to get their feet out of the mud is kind of what we're looking at. And a chance to get the game tied here for Emily Arnold. The first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Second free throw now for Arnold. Takes a couple of dribbles and puts it up and in. So Arnold able to hit the second one. We are tied again at 41. That's the third tie here of this ball game, all coming late in the second half. As Williams gets it up top, down to Reed. Reed on the assist from J.D. Cummins gets the layup. Her second bucket of this quarter, 8 in the ball game. Again, seems like Ogallala always answers when Amherst makes a run. Martinson, fast break to the other end, off the glass and in. One of the very few transition buckets of the second half for Amherst, and we're tied at 43 with 2.5 to go in the girls' consolation game. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Sumner. And the Ogallala pass is over the head of Williams and out of bounds. Ogallala's had 3 or 4 unforced errors here in this second half. And Apple's going to come out, and Harley Hildebrand will check in. Ogallala has 2 timeouts. Amherst has 3 remaining. A jump ball would go to Amherst. Both teams are in the bonus. Amherst is actually in the double bonus, giving you a little game reset. Full court pressure on. They get it to Palmer. Palmer breaks it and then dribbles right into Hildebrand. Turns the basketball over. Up ahead to Williams. Layup good and a foul. It's just happened way too many times for Amherst today. When they turn it over, it is almost always points for Ogallala. And Emily Arnold just got her 4th foul, already fouling out Hadwiger, who's been their leading scorer today with 12 points, and the free throw was quickly fired up, but no good. Somehow Reed got in there and got the rebound away from Shockey, and Shockey commits the foul.
So Jaden Shockey with her first foul. And now Reed to the line to shoot the one and one. Amherst had been doing a better job on the boards, but there they let one get away, and Reed puts the free throw up no good, and Martinson will get her first rebound of the game and give it off to Emily Arnold. 2 minutes to go. Ogallala 45, Amherst 43. So a competitive one here to start our four-game series on day two of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Trampy is into the ball game to Martinson in the corner. They spread the floor. Slow dribble allows her to get double-teamed out to Trampy. Can't get the three. Little pick and roll down to Shockey. Back to Martinson in the corner. A lot of traffic in about an eight-foot area over there. They finally kick it back out to Arnold. She'll take it into the paint. There's room. She'll drive. She'll shoot. It's too strong. No good. Reed brings down the rebound for Ogallala. Her eighth of the ball game, and then she gets trapped and travels. It's a series of mistakes, unfortunately, for these two teams here in the fourth quarter. Who quits making them in the final 90 seconds probably determines your winner. Martinson lobs it in. They get it to Shockey. It is right through her hands, and Amherst turns it over. And up the floor, Mestel. It's a four-on-one. Hildebrand leaves it off. Cummins kicks it back out to Williams. They don't take the shot. And now they're actually going to slow it down and throw it away. Ogallala had a four-on-one and didn't take a shot, and Amherst will call a timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. A 30-second timeout called by the Broncos. With 1:16 remaining in the game, it's 45-43 Ogallala, Amherst ball when we return.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. 1:16 remaining in a ball game, at least in regulation. It's Ogallala 45, Amherst 43. Ogallala and St. Pat's boys are waiting to play the boys' consolation game next. Amherst ball. Palmer throws it up the floor to Shockey. Almost steps out of bounds. Back over to Arnold. Ogallala overplaying the ball right now. Got to be careful. You don't want to foul. Entry pass to Shockey in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Reed blocked the shot. And Ogallala gets the basketball. 1 minute to go. Outlet pass down to Hildebrand. Stops in the corner, and she's fouled. Coach Mestel saying, throw it out before we get turned over here. And a one-and-one coming up for Harley Hildebrand, who has not scored again. A very balanced attack. Four players for Ogallala between 7 and 8 points offensively. The foul on Brianna Trampy, her third. And the 19th foul. So Hildebrand, the first shot on the way. And it is too strong. And the rebound, Shockey dropped it, and it goes right to Reed. Two Amherst Broncos fought for it. They lost it. And then Williams misses the layup uncontested. The rebound comes down to J.D. Cummins. Her 10th, 11th of the game, and she is going to be fouled by Emily Arnold, and Arnold has fouled out of the basketball game with 46 seconds remaining in the contest. She had 9 points and 2 rebounds, so Arnold joins Hadwiger on the bench, and that's 21 of their 43 points. And at the line will be J.D. Cummins, who's 1 of 2. She'll get 2 free throws here. First one is on the way, and it is good. Dozen points now for Cummins. And it is 46-43 Ogallala. Second free throw. Good. A two-possession game. 47-43 Ogallala. 45 seconds to go. Palmer dribbles into the double team. Ball knocked away. Needs some help. Timeout called by Amherst so that they don't turn it over. They will only have one timeout remaining. 40 seconds to go in the game. Amherst ball. Ogallala lead 47-43. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight on the Breeze 94.5, and tomorrow they play two games at Green Bay, 7:05 tonight on the Breeze. We will have all the action for you from Green Bay. Kendall Grayson will have the call. Hastings College men's basketball team a winner yesterday at the Tabor Classic. They'll play the host tonight in the second game. The UNK women are home today, 5:30, as they take on York College in their first game back from the holiday break. And the Husker women will play tomorrow on the road at Minnesota at 2 o'clock. 40 seconds remaining here in the game. Amherst has the ball down 4. 47-43. Full court pressure, Ogallala, and Amherst just throws it right to the Indians. The sixth turnover of the quarter. Now Ogallala just wants to play keep away, but a foul by Kelly Mulholland. And Amherst played so good from the middle portion of the third to the early portion of the fourth to get this game tied, and now a lot of turnovers and a lot of missed shots, especially free throws. Two free throws coming up for Taylor Williams. First one, no good. She's 3 of 5 now at the line. 34 seconds to go. Second free throw up, and it's no good. Shockey gets the rebound, her ninth, so still a chance here as Emily Palmer tries to get the ball up the floor to Trampy. Long pass, Reed steps in front, and another steal, and then she is fouled. Brianna Trampy with her fourth. 23 seconds remaining in the game. And Reed, who's 2 of 3 at the line, will go shoot two more free throws. And the first one is on the way by Reed, and it is good. 5 of her 9 points are here in the fourth quarter. And it looks like Ogallala is going to be able to hold on because Amherst just hasn't even been able to get a shot here in the last minute. Second free throw, Reed, is good. And another timeout going to be taken here by Ogallala to discuss strategy with a 6-point lead and 23 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Ogallala 49, Amherst 43.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the timeout, Amherst will have to face full court pressure, down 6, 24 seconds to go. Palmer lobs it into the front court to Shockey, throws it back to Palmer. They've got to shoot a three. They get it over on the wing to Martinson. Oh, they don't shoot it. Lob it over to Palmer, tipped away. She takes a 10-footer. It's no good. The ball is tipped into the hands of Shockey. She tries to kick it out and throws it away. And that is going to end this game with 6 seconds to go. Shockey ends up with a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds, but it doesn't matter. Ogallala is going to take third place with a 49-43 win over the Amherst Lady Broncos. And they will get their fourth win to go to 4-5. Amherst will fall to 3-8. Ogallala scores the final 6 points of the game to pick up the victory. Amherst had their chances. It'll be a tough one for them to think about as they get ready to get back to action next week, as they drop this game here at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We'll take a break and be back with the New West postgame show right after this.
Winter sports are here, and your streaming home for all Platte River Radio games is PlatteRiverPreps.com. Games on Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, 1230 AM KHAS, and ESPN 1460 1550 are all available online thanks to Barney Insurance. You'll find a sports schedule for future broadcasts so you'll know we have your team covered. All of this online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes. in, and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Did your crops lose their fertilizer to Mother Nature last spring? This year, you need to utilize Endzone as your nitrogen management aid. Endzone will enhance your fertilizer's efficiency so your crops will utilize the nitrogen that you give them. To get Endzone added to your fertilizer, talk to your local fertilizer or chemical retailer. If they don't have Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, encourage them to visit with Mid-Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com or call 308-468-6206.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney Catholic. On the second day of the Stars Holiday Tournament, the first game is in the books. The Ogallala girls score the final 6 points to beat Amherst 49-43, and this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. All the points for Amherst came from their five starters today. Emily Palmer, 2 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Emily Arnold, 9 points, 2 rebounds, fouled out in the last minute. Taryn Hadwiger fouled out with 5:18 to go, had a team-high 12 points, 6 rebounds. Kelly Mulholland had a rebound. Brianna Trampy had 2 rebounds. Abby Martinson, 10 points, a rebound, and a block. And Jaden Shockey got the double-double with 10 points, 10 rebounds. And one block shot. 11 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second. Free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first, 6 of 15 in the second, including Amherst going just 2 of 9 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting 0 of 1 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers 13 in the first half, 10 in the second half. 7 of those were in the fourth quarter. Amherst had 20 points at halftime, 23 in the second half, and the Lady Broncos finished with 43 points, 28 rebounds, 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 23 turnovers. Amherst now falls to 3-8 and will return to regular season action at Eustis Farnham, who has yet to win a ball game, on Thursday, January 4th, and then will take on 4 straight games at home, including one of the best teams in the conference, Overton, coming in next Friday. Then they get Pleasanton, who is the best team right now in the conference, on the 12th, and Shelton and Gibbon will roll in as well. So we'll see Amherst again in the month of January. Again, their next 7 of their next 8 games are against 6 of their next 8 games are against conference competition, with Shelton and Gibbon mixed in there. For the Ogallala Lady Indians, they had a total of 7 players score, 3 in double figures, including Taylor Williams, 13 points, 11 of those were in the second quarter. She had 1 block shot. J.D. Cummins had a double-double, 13 points, 11 rebounds. She had 10 points and 9 rebounds in the first half. Then you have Tori Denning, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Charlie Apple, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Denning, before receiving what looked like a concussion or a head injury, 4 points, 6 rebounds, and hopefully she's able to recover and be able to go home with the team today. Kyra Mestel, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and Diana Reed had a nice game, 10 points, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. She had 9 rebounds and a block shot. 16 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 11 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 10 in the second half. The Lady Indians had 29 points at halftime, 20 in the second half, to finish with 49 points, 33 rebounds, 10 out of 16 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 21 turnovers. Ogallala finishes with the third-place trophy. They're now 4-5 with a 49-43 win over the Amherst Lady Broncos, and Ogallala will return to action at home on Thursday, January the 4th, hosting Bridgeport. Then they go to Cozad on the 5th. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. You're listening to the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. We'll take a little time off as Ogallala and St. Pat's plays the boys' consolation game. We will be back at 2:30 with the championship doubleheader. Kearney Catholic will play the St. Pat's girls and the Amherst boys. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for being with us on this final day of high school sports in 2017 at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We'll be back at 2:30. Again, the final in the girls' consolation. Ogallala 49, Amherst 43.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.